Thank you. Corinth during the time of the Hasmoneans, but was the time after the Maccabean revolt against the Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes in the 160s BC. We'll see that one quite well being spoken of in pretty good detail. And in fact, as we have more time, I want to go into a little bit more detail about the beliefs, about the way that Jesus related to these sites, and so forth. So that about will depend on how much time we have. Let's begin by just giving an overview of the Jewish sites. First of all, the Pharisees. The Pharisees, I believe, and some people would agree with it, some people would disagree with it, but I think most would agree that the Pharisees were a product of the Maccabean struggle for freedom from the Syrians around 160 B.C. Now remember in the book of Daniel, that Daniel prophesied concerning a bear man. A bear man who would come during the bowels of the Greeks, and he would rule out God's people. Well, that bear man, who actually had little beginnings, was a Syrian ruler named Antiochus the Fourth. Antiochus the Fourth. They thought about one of themselves, so they called himself Epiphanes. Theos. Antiochus the Fourth, Epiphanes, Theos. Sometimes we just know him as Antiochus the Fourth, Epiphanes. Antiochus the Fourth, the manifest one. Which is where we're in class tonight. He was the manifest God. He held himself to that great level. The Jews called him Epimenes. A crying words, Epimenes, Epimenes. Epimenes meant madman. We'll look more into a breakdown of detail regarding Antiochus Epimenes, other than to just try to see if he became such a persecutor of the Jews. And if you look at the first Maccabees and read the first three chapters or so, you'll see the best treatment of the Jews, and then you'll see the spirit of this movement for freedom. That was begun by the Maccabees. Antiochus Epiphanes was Syrian, and Syria had a great struggle for the years with Egypt. Syria and Egypt were ruled by followers of Alexander the Great. When Alexander the Great died, seven people took his kingdom. These were called the Theodicy. These seven, by 301 B.C., were ruled by the Philip. This is only 22 years after the death of Alexander the Great. And prophecy was fulfilled and saw that his kingdom would be divided among four regions. Those four kingdoms that opened up had it by 301 B.C. What's all this? The Syrians and the Ptolemies had a lot of relationships with each other. Sometimes they were political. Sometimes they were peaceful. Sometimes they were sort of underhanded. Sometimes they were downright vicious. These were often political differences, but also often military differences. In fact, Daniel speaks about only touching the hem of the garment, though, so to speak. If you write something that they said, you got an idea of how terrible his torture was. You also get the idea there that people in the Old Testament certainly had a view of the afterlife. Some people will say that was more a New Testament invention. Now, write something that they said, and you say, even apart from Scripture, there is this appreciation for the afterlife. And also tells us those people by the Pharisees. Thank you.
ourselves.
Well, by the time these press reps are the types of them, they sort of let them go. They might go after all the press reps, and the press reps are kind of converting to finish the season, but free just to run off on their own and become worse than ones that have converted them from being. Now, we're hypocritical. Why were the minds that we would be good as we say, good as we do? That we sometimes hear idiomatically. They were larger than what might be called the middle class. The middle class. Now, some say they want to be the upper class. And we'll go to that in a minute. And a lot of times, those are in the upper class don't really know a lot of other people in the upper class with them. And the middle class are happy for more people to be middle class. That's sort of the way this worked out. You didn't see Sadducees press the test, but the Pharisees did. They were part of that crowd in middle class. They might have control of the synagogues. Now, how many synagogues were there? Well, there were tens, dozens, maybe 100 synagogues. I don't know exactly how many there were. I don't know if there would have been much more than 100 if there were even that many. But there were many synagogues. How many temples were there? There was just one. Just one. Where were the synagogues? The synagogues would be spread throughout the land and even into the Roman Empire. Where was the temple? Well, it was in Jerusalem. That pretty well shows the type of range that these sites had, the type of sway that they held. The vast majority of people would be influenced by the Pharisees. And feel by the Sadducees. As far as their relationship with Jesus, the Pharisees would often try to band with the scribes and even on the occasion of Matthew 16 and write what the Sadducees in order to attack and oppose Jesus. Jesus spoke more against the Pharisees than he did against the Sadducees or against some other group. Right from him attacking their self-righteousness, Luke 19:9-14, Matthew 5:20, about hypocrisy, Matthew 6:23. So Jesus really was against the Pharisees. A couple of important people in the New Testament were Pharisees. One was Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by name, by Luke 23:21. And another was Paul. Acts 23:6. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Now, the Sadducees, if it's difficult to know exactly where the Pharisees arose, then it's very difficult to know where the Sadducees arose. But there are different ideas, and if you pick up 5 books, you probably want to see at least 3 different ideas as to where these came from. That is very possible that they had their beginning among the Hasmonean priests in the middle to late, maybe middle, 4th century BC. We're going to talk about Josephus mentioning the Sadducees. Not exactly where their memory began, and that's the difficult part. Some would say they had been around as far back as 2 Kings 8:17, and were, if not physically, at least ideologically, the descendants of Zobah that's mentioned there. Some would suggest they were shoots of the Judges. They had kept up the work which the Judges, even earlier, had been performing. We don't know exactly.
Sadducees to the Pharisees. The Pharisee had been a Sadducee, but he noticed the medical name that they were going to
takeaways or materials, book 14, chapter 10, sections 5 and 6. 14, 10, 5, and 6. Okay. Now, what does he have to say? He speaks concerning more prosperous affairs that John Hercules had, but this actually made the Pharisees jealous of John Hercules. So one Pharisee, whose name was Eliezer, he decided that he would cause some suspicion as far as the person of John Hercules was concerned. But Eliezer, a man of ill temper, delighting in seditious practices, said, since I desire to know the truth, if I would be righteous in earnest, lay down the high priesthood and content myself with the civil government of the people. We have heard it from old men that thy mother has been a captive under the reign of Antiochus Epiphanes. Now, this was our first letter. I'm going to break these up. But this meant that some of the Pharisees were saying that John Hyrcanus was the illegitimate son of Antiochus Epiphanes. That had been so terrible to God's people. That caused John Hyrcanus to say, okay, I'm not a Pharisee anymore. He went to the Sadducees. So the Sadducees were at least to Rome by that point. Let's include about 30 seconds and think on more detail there. Alexander, telling his wife, Alexandra Salome, that she needed to become a Sadducee. Same book, chapter 15, sections 5 and 6. When he was down, they realized that if she was going to retain power, she would need to be inside the Pharisees. I think that's the Sadducees.